following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nothing old chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question of mine. I've coached here 3 times, and I've been here to do television 4 times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, and it's like you got power.
Tips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you, and once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
The snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the 5, in there for the touchdown! He's got the touchdown! It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger! It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30, eludes a tackler, 35, Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, he's going to go! Holy cow! Touchdown, Tommy Frazier!
I wish everybody had the, you know, the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Frost to the middle.
It doesn't get any better than it is here.
Oh, Dan Trotch escapes. And on the first down. Wow. Oh, Dan, look at this.
Jeez.
Oh, no, he could go.
Wow.
Amazing. See you later. That may be one of the most unreal runs I have ever seen.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a handoff to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stoutz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man.
The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there, underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alexander to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is get that way. And the kick is good. Makes it in there. 57 yards out of school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-33.
you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath your chin for four corners and get off to somebody's ass!
Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down, intercepted at Ndamukong-Suh. Suh to the 20, 15, touchdown Suh. Ndamukong-Suh's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter. How about that for Ndamukong-Suh?
The stadium is blowing up.
Oh, it was time. It was time for the football open on the Doug and Daddy Show as we're working on our 2011 edition. Hope you like it, hope you have fun, and hope you enjoy the Doug and Daddy Show as we're jam-packed again today on this Thursday. We have been just busy, busy, busy ever since Big Ten Media Days. We're always busy, but I mean so many guests, and if you happen to miss any of them, any of our Big Ten guests, any of our high school coaches, any of our Big Red experts, go to our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and Courtyard. All you have to do is log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and listen to any of the shows. Even if you can't listen to it live, hey, go back, listen to it. I can't catch you. I'm at work. Go ahead. We'd love to have you listen to all or part of it, or check out some of those great interviews that you want to hear again or may have missed. Coming up on the show today, our Big Ten preview takes us to Purdue with an all-conference place kicker and punter, kind of that Alex Henry guy and Carson Wiggs. He's going to be asked to do all that for Purdue. Also on the show today, Kevin Stein from Grand Island Northwest as our high school prep preview continues. At the end of the program, it's fantasy football, as we'll be catching up with the senior editor of RotoWire, Jeff Erickson. If you've got a question for Jeff as we get into that time of drafting all your football players, then all you have to do is shoot us an email to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and if you went to UNO. That's A-N-D, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, they're trying to get things ready at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, just like everywhere else, and we have snuck down and tracked down Coach Daryl Morris, who's going to join us here at the top of the program to see how things are after 1 week on the field. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Great to have you back on the program.
Appreciate it.
Obviously, you're busy.
Well, a few things going on around here. Apologize about missing you yesterday, but yeah, I can't keep track of more than one thing at a time.
1 week in the books. Your thoughts as you sit there right now in the office getting ready for another workout today?
Well, you know, a lot of retention from the older kids. We are happy with that. Things have gone, the installation process has gone smoothly. It's gone. It's been on track. They recall and have retained a fair amount of information. Spend a lot of time right now trying to get the newer guys, the young kids orientated, and the kids that are transfers into our program up to speed with our returning veterans.
You've got some kids back that have been back there offensively for a long, long time.
Yep.
Some of the coaches say, hey, we're farther along than we've ever been. Are you farther along offensively than you think you've ever been?
Well, I think we'll have more things at our disposal offensively. You know, you're really never any further along than the guy that's playing for you, the guy that has the least amount of understanding of what you're doing. So you still got to drag a couple of new guys along, and you still got to go back and force feed them some information. But yeah, we've got some solid foundation guys offensively. If you're talking about Rustin Dring at tailback, you're talking about Jake Spitzelberger, quarterback, even talking about a guy like Riley Newcomer, who's our backup tailback, has been around a while. So we've got some guys who've been in the program a while and can actually help coach other kids and help that process along a little bit.
Obviously, you lost a really, really good wide receiver last year. What are you going to do with that spot?
Well, you know, I mean, you lose a guy like Kyle Kaiser with the vertical speed and the vertical threat that he had. That is a heck of a loss for you. But we've recruited over the years. We knew Kyle was going to graduate eventually. So, you know, we've got Nick Cooley. We've got Matt Turco. We've got a new kid, Tommy Flanagan, out of South Dakota U that looks very, very good at the H spot. I mean, we've got some kids that have been here. Nick Cooley, again, you know, has been around a while and has a good understanding, has pretty good speed. So we've got some kids. Aromas Robinson's a young man who might be a big-time game-breaker for us if we can get him up and going. So there are some names there. There are some bodies there. We're just going to have to wait and see how it all shakes out for us.
Defensively, where do you see yourself right now?
Well, I think we're pretty deep. We've got a fair amount of returners. We've got some, you know, you got Justin Teal in the middle there who can be the foundation guy in the middle of the defensive line at the nose guard spot. You got Alex Pikerich. Those two guys are both captains. You got a unanimous preseason all-conference guy in the secondary with Sam Cook at safety. So, I mean, we've got some core guys. You still got Arthur Hobbs at corner. You got Kenny Hill at corner. You got Ryan Linderman at corner. So there's a fair amount of returning talent on defense. And a lot of guys that played a lot of football for us last year. Maybe not the guys that got talked about in the media a lot, but they're there, they're solid, and they know what they're doing. So I look for us to be a pretty good football team defensively.
There was a surprise, I guess, Darrell, and I guess the folks will notice that when the first game rolls around, Ethan Kuhlman decided not to participate in football this year. I assume he has not changed his mind.
No, I mean, Ethan, and that was a shock to us. You know, he came in the day we were supposed to report to camp, and I think he'd sent us a text the night before and said he decided not to play. That's always a little bit of a blow to you, I mean, especially when you're not looking for that. And for him to make that decision that late in the process, not happy about that. But you move on. You still got Justin Sweetberg. We got a young man out of Grossmont College by the name of Pat Kelly. Pat looks very good. He's a good-looking guy, runs well, hits well, likes football. So we still have Rashard King, who was injured most of last year. He's back. So there's some other guys there, and Kellen Warner. So, I mean, we got some guys that can fill in for Ethan. You know, Ethan made a lot of tackles for us last year, but, you know, decided not to play, so we're moving on.
UNK head football coach Darrell Morris is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Darrell, how are the UNO transfers and some of the other kids that have transferred in, like a Crowell, and if I could remember all of them off the top of my head, like a Bowman? How are they figuring in right now?
Well, they're doing actually quite well. I mean, for number one, you got Deck Schweigert, who's a defensive end out of Aurora High School from UNO. Looks very, very good. Gets off the ball very well. Has a nice punch to him. It brings a level of intensity to practice that I like. You got Trey Willeberger, who's a Scottsbluff kid from UNO, big kid, free safety, runs very well, also has a level of intensity that we like when he comes to practice. So you have Josh Crowell, you know, who right now played at Morningside College last year, did not redshirt. We could redshirt him, but we're going to wait. That's going to be probably a decision made later next week or even the following week as to whether we'll go ahead and play him. He looks good in practice. He's learning. He's athletic. So Matt Bowman came in to practice a little underweight. He lost about 25, 30 pounds over the summer. I need him to teach me how to do that, but we didn't really want him to do that. So he's a little light in the pants right now, but he is coming on, and he has shown the last couple days that if we can get his weight back up a little bit, he can certainly help us. So all those kids are doing a good job for us. They're coming in. They're eager to learn. And we're just trying to get them as much information as we can.
Another minute here with UNK football coach Darrell Morris. Coach, there were some years there that were kind of lean, trying to just be a 500 team, be 6-4. Now this program is at a consistent national level. You're picked again to win the RMAC. You're ranked 16th in the country, second highest preseason ranking. But it would seem again that you're going to have to win a conference championship to attain that postseason goal. But what brought all this together over the last 5-6 years?
Well, you know, I just think it's a commitment by, number one, if I've done anything well, I've hired good coaches. And I've had a lot of coaches come in and come into the program and leave and go elsewhere. But I've always been able to find another guy that came in, fit into the staff, and was good for the kids and was a good football coach and a good person and all that kind of stuff. That is paramount. But recruiting the type of kid that wants to come into a program, wants to invest himself in it, has a commitment to it, you know, and can play and is a good student and a good person and all those kinds of things, I think that's a foundation that we've never left here at UNK and Kearney State College. So I think you got to start with those two groups of people. I mean, you got to have players and you got to have coaches that can coach them. So I think that's one reason why we've been able to kind of maintain a certain level of proficiency that we wanted to have in our football program. You know, we've learned this year going in the RMAC. Doug, you know this as well as I do. I mean, we're going to have to win every game in the RMAC or we're not going to postseason play. So that was the political lesson we learned at the end of last year. So our football team's motivated, our coaches are motivated, and we've got the right kind of kids and the right kind of coaches, I think, to meet that challenge.
Well, I know we've talked about it, and I'll save this for our next interview about, and maybe when we get closer to the conference, about the treatment that you guys expect. But also, it was released, the weight and all the testing out here before camp started. Numbers are good. Do you take a look at that sheet much, or how do you evaluate?
You know,
that?
Yeah, we take a look at it. We, you know, congratulate a kid like Justin Teal who squatted, you know, a car. I mean, basically, I mean, you know, so yeah, we appreciate his effort. We appreciate his hard work, his leadership in the weight room and on the field and stuff. But you know, once you get him here in camp, I mean, they are who they are, and they are what they're what they're what. So. We've got to go with what we've got here, and we feel like it's a good football team. We just got to get all the we've got all the pieces. Now we just got to get it put together.
And finally, how about Mason Brodean? Have you talked to him?
We've texted back and forth. I've seen Mason on TV with his haircut. And, you know, I've seen him on ESPN. I've seen him on the internet. I've seen him on HLN. But we've texted back and forth. He's having a blast. I can tell you that. He is enjoying it. He's having fun. We saw him play on the goal line one night when we were in camp sitting over in the dorm with the fellas, and they all jumped up and cheered when he ran out on the field. So, you know, he's having a good time. We're just keeping our fingers crossed for him.
All right, buddy, I know you got preparations and classwork to get ready for and all that. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks,
Hey,
Darryl.
Doug, it's great talking to you, man.
Take care. Darryl Moore, head football coach, University of Nebraska at Kearney. Program is one of the you know, right now, perennially a top 20. They have to be if they're going to compete in the MIAA when that starts next year. And we'll be having weekly correspondence and on this show with Coach Darryl Morris and Hastings coach Tony Harper. We're probably going to move that to Tuesday because the Nebraska press conference went to Monday, and I don't want to be feeling like we're jamming either segment here. So the Mondays with Merck and Morris will now no longer be Merck because he's moved on, and Tony Harper will come in, and Hastings College starting football practice is today. So the week of their games will get going here on probably August 30th and be updating as we get ready for what's going on with UNK and Hastings College every week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bo Pelini's press conferences from the Huskers every week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of football talk, but we're not going to forget all the other sports. Softball and girls golf gets going today. The first Nebraska high school sports that can get going. Everybody else can get going next week. Actual competition today is what we're talking about. Of course, we're going to be following volleyball. We got some coaches coming on. Darren Ivey from NebraskaVolleyball.com is going to join us on Monday's show to talk about his preseason top 10 and a bunch of the teams in the area. I noticed something, by the way, before we go to break here. And again, this is all coaches' opinions and you know, prognostications and things like that. So nothing's in stone, but very rarely does a team that's ranked in the preseason top 10 go sub 500, and very rarely does a team that's not in the top 10 go from 3-19 to 19-3 in one season. But in Class C1, and I don't, something has, there's got to be a better way. In C1, of the top 10 volleyball teams, six of those 10 teams are in one district. There are 10 teams in the C14 district. So you got the C17 subdistrict, the C18 subdistrict. Kearney Catholic, Minden, Grand Island Central Catholic, Fillmore Central, Sandy Creek, and St. Paul. They're all in one district. That means at a maximum, three of them could go to state because you've got the two wild cards. But what are the odds? What are the odds? You got probably four of those top 10 teams that really have no chance to make it to state. Now, it depends how their season goes to see how that's going to be. But you're going to have a top 10 battle that first night of sub-districts. You know, we're used to the bunny brackets or the play-in games. You're going to have a top 10 battle with Kearney Catholic, Minden, and St. Paul in one sub-district, Grand Island Central Catholic, Fillmore Central, and Sandy Creek in the other. It's pretty insane. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk a little high school football. Kevin Stein, Grand Island Northwest, is next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The new $3 flatbread breakfast combo. A 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwich and a cup of Seattle's Best Coffee. All for just $3. Try the crisp-alicious bacon, egg, and cheese and put your spin on it with everything from juicy tomatoes to spicy jalapenos. The new Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Only half the appeal of the game is the action. The other half is opinion.
Can I switch gears to baseball real quick?
And that's a fact. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for the Auto Tech Specialist Hot Topic poll question of the day. Cast your vote. Friend us on Facebook. Tell us more of what you think. The ATS Hot Topic poll up to you on ESPNSuperstation.com by ATS Auto Tech Specialist, 901 East 25th Street. 12-month guarantee on most repairs. Safety inspection free with any service. Log on to ATSAutoCarRepair.com for a special offer.
Slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms late today as high temperatures climb to 91 degrees. For tonight, slight chance of an isolated shower storm, temperatures cooling off to 68. Friday, slight chance of an isolated shower storm late. Right now, 81.
You boys ever met a real country girl? Talking true blue. In the woods, down home, country.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Just coming off Big Burger Night last night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island, and you're hungry again? Well, try something different today. Try one of their many pizzas. Try a little steak. Maybe you want some chicken. Chicken tender hoagie, bone-in or boneless wings. Salad is there for you. You can cool down a little bit, too, with one of their signature salads, like the grilled or breaded chicken breast salad, basted with one of their 12 wing sauces, served on a bed of crisp lettuce with all the amenities. Or to heat things up, how about the Santa Fe crispy chicken salad with juicy chunks of crispy chicken, three cheeses, and homemade pico de gallo. Whatever you want, appetizer, something for you, the kids, the entire family, you can enjoy it while watching all of your favorite sporting events. Well, it's the golf tournament, whether it's Major League Baseball, whether it's the start of football season, it's all right there at the Chicken Coop, Central Nebraska's favorite sports bar and grill. Getting ready for your draft? Don't want to have it at the house because, Jack's house really smells, and it's small, and it's not well lit. The Chicken Coop people, they've got the food, they've got the beverages, they've got the room, they've got the TVs. They'll set it up for you. Contact them to reserve your spot at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Well, it's time for today's prep football preview here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we head over to Grand Island, where the Northwest Vikings actually have the same coach for 2 years in a row, and we are pleased to welcome Kevin Stein back to the program. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, man. You guys talking about that Chicken Coop sounds kind of good. I might have to head over there pretty soon.
I tell you what, sneak down there for lunch. Kev, we talk about it, and you don't want to joke about it, but that's kind of been the problem for Northwest lately. There just hasn't been a lot of stability for a program that's struggling to get some wins. Talk about entering this year with not having everything brand new.
Oh, it's night and day. You know, coming from a program that I had well established, and I had to run the way we want to. And I guess, you know, maybe just everybody on board. And, you know, when we talk about our Viking football family, you know, you're talking about everything from the coaches to the players to the parents, the aunts and uncles, the cheerleaders, the administration. You know, it just takes such a big community to run a program. You know, coming from a program where I had all that set, you know, and going in the right direction, and then coming from, like, a dysfunctional family, that really was a big obstacle, and we need to just settle some nerves a little bit and let them know that, you know, I'm invested in this. You know, this is where my kids will go to school. Eventually, you know, my kids will be here, and we need to get this turned around in the right direction so that, you know, it's good for my family and it's a good fit. And so settling those nerves has been big, but then also from the standpoint of teaching drills, teaching an offense, teaching a defense, you know, they kind of have that base from last year, and now we're able to kind of build on it. It's been fun, and it's been great, and the second year is a lot easier than it is the first year.
Even more kind of following up on that, that's kind of the outside thing, but from an X and O standpoint, what was the biggest difference from jumping from Class C ball up to Class B for you?
You know, I guess, you know, the biggest thing that you put into there is the little things. You know, going from, you know, there's good offenses, there's good defense, there's good special teams in every level. But the difference between one to the number two is so slight, and two to three is so slight, or just you can get away with a little misstep here or there and see, you know, to where you can't get away with that in at the Class B level. So it's just those small things, just a little discipline, and those are the constant reminders that you have to keep pressing on.
Well, you get tested right out of the gate, too. I mean, you'd like to see a little bit about where your improvement is, but you got number one Creed on opening night.
Oh, you bet. You know, this is a big-time college football to where you can get a couple fluffs to come in and pay him some good money to come to your place to take a beating. You know, we don't get that luxury like you do in the college or the pro ranks where you get preseason games. It really doesn't matter. You know, this NSA sets a schedule, and that's what you got to do. You know, you play the hand you're dealt. And then, you know, Chuck McGinnis, he's an excellent coach with a great coaching staff. And, it, you know, and then he's got his program running the right direction. And then they're darn good. But you know what you're going to get from them. You're going to get out and you're going to get tested, and they're going to hit you right in the face, and it's the hands are dealt. So we just get prepared for it and keep working on our game and try to get after them.
We're talking with Kevin Stein, head football coach at Grand Island Northwest, here in our prep preview on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, where do you see the strength of this football team early on this year?
Well, I think finally, you know, we're getting our numbers. You know, like you kind of talked about, with not having the continuity within the coaching staff, it has been big. And but you know, this year our numbers have just blown up, and so it's wonderful. We got a lot of kids out, a lot of excitement to that. So our kids have to compete now at practice, to where I don't believe we've ever had to compete at practice. You know, we've only had a select few kids out, and so they haven't had to work to get a starting spot, and they have not had to compete at all. And now we have to compete for practice, which is good. Competition is good. It's good in practice, it's good on Friday night, it's good on Monday night, it's good on Tuesday night. And so I think that's the overall biggest thing. Yes, that helps out with our depth also, but just the constant competition, and that's what I see as the biggest change or the biggest positive that we have going for us right now.
It didn't help that you got some injuries to your running game last year as well. Kyle Bachman, Bo Johnson, you've got a veteran quarterback coming back. Everybody healthy and going to figure into this year's offensive team?
Oh, you bet. You bet. You know, Kyle, you know, he's really came back with a vengeance, and then Bo Johnson's worked extremely hard. Then we lost Cole Lehman, you know, the next one, and Jordan Olsen. They just, you know, the one thing that was somewhat kept our boat afloat last year is was up front we stayed pretty healthy, you know, with our O&D lines. And, you know, those guys really got a lot of work. And, you know, they really got a lot of experience, to where our backfield really took a beating. And we had to, you know, rely on some underclassmen to really get after it. And so we got experience up front, but then, you know, we had to have some get hungry in the backfield.
On paper, your offensive line looks like it could be really good. You got a couple seniors, you got some juniors, you got some weight on these boys. They look like they're going to be good framed offensive linemen. What is your thoughts on that O-line?
Yeah, they're good kids. But, you know, just getting back in the system again, and they're starting to think on the next level. They're starting to make adjustments for themselves or see the big picture, where I think last year we just tried to focus on what our job was, and that was it, and where we didn't understand where it fit into the scheme. And so now, with that experience, they're really starting to see the schemes. They're starting to problem solve on their own. And like I said, they have worked hard. You know, those guys up front, you know, Austin Dishman's came a long way. Tanner Roth has always been kind of our anchor. You know, Tanner Martin's still kind of immaturely young. You know, he's still sprouting. You know, and then hopefully get some of those older kids to really come in and give us some depth you know, Brian Lang and Brandon Johannes and Brandon, you know. So it's nice. They're really working hard. And Coach Bombeck, he's a slave driver. He's our hammer. He's our get after it coach. And so when it comes to offensive line, you know, he really rides them hard. And Coach Bergen's that young, energetic, passionate guy. And so he really demands a lot of them also. So it's been a good blend.
Just another minute here with Kevin Stein, the head football coach at Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings open up with Crete at home next Friday the 26th. Then it would seem like the next five games, and they've got to love the back-to-back weeks traveling to Alliance and McCook, could help determine how this season goes. What about, I know you got to take it one game at a time, but for a lot of folks that think this could be a breakout year for Northwest, do you pencil it in a little bit? You know where these winnable games are, these competitive games at least should be.
We have not talked about that in one way. You know, all that pressure and everything is coming up, you know, I want to say from the outside. It's not coming from the inside of our team. We do not talk about that. And, you know, once you start putting in, oh, hey, we can win 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you're never going to be satisfied. You know, really, realistically, there's one team that's satisfied at the end of the year. You know, last year it was Crete. And once you start putting a number to it, it's almost invariably you're going to fall short. You know, what's good enough? And so you can't look at the end of the season because you don't know if you're going to lose a Kyle Bachman, Bo Johnson, Cole Lehman, Brock Brown like we did last year and be in trouble. You don't know. And you don't know if you stay healthy and other teams hit that bug and they fall short. So you just can't do it. And I will refuse to do it. We are in this stage right now where we are working on us. We can't get caught up in other teams. It is all about us. We got to take care of what we can do. And focus on ourselves and then go into this Crete game and take care of that one and then prepare for the next one.
Well, there's fans of Northwest because we just got an email here from James in Grand Island that says Kyle Bachman is a stud. So, you know, is that the guy you're going to just put the saddle on and say, let's go?
Kyle Bachman's a kid you want to take home. You know, he's the kid that I wish my daughter was a little bit older and she could start dating him. He's got a wonderful girlfriend. But Kyle Bachman is tough. If there's a knock on Kyle, he's not an emotional, he's not an outspoken leader. That's the knock on him. But you're not going to outwork him. He is dedicated in the weight room. He's put on a lot of pounds. He's mad from last year. You know, that he got knocked out. And he's never had to deal with the injury before. It affected his basketball season. It affected his soccer season. And he's ready to come back with a vengeance. And so he really does. I mean, he is 4.0, good kid, very respectful. Kids love him. And he works hard. And so, I don't know. I'm glad there's fans for him out there because he deserves it. There's a lot of good kids here. I mean, he's one of them.
Take all the Viking fans we can get. Last question, Kevin. We really haven't touched on the defense. Do they have an identity? Are they a fast defense? Are they a hard-hitting defense? Or do they have an identity yet?
Well, for us, you know, at Northwest, our style of kids, you know, we have to be athletic. You know, I don't know if we're ever going to get out and get huge and physical and beat people up, you know. So we have to be able to run, and we can run. We do return, you know, our entire defensive backfield, or, you know, with the exception of basically Justin Rourke and I guess Josh Kimbrough, but we return a lot of kids back there. And we can run pretty good. Russ Murr is so passionate about his defense. He's very analytical coach. He really thinks things through. He's very, you know, passionate, and he's very organized with his thoughts. And he'll do a great job for our defense and get them going.
Well, Kevin, we appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I hope it's a great season for the Vikings, a traditional power that's looking to get back there. Sounds like you got a lot of great kids. So stay healthy and best of luck this season. We'll talk to you again.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the good wishes. And thanks for having us on.
You bet, Kevin. Kevin Stein with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, heading into year number two at Grand Island Northwest again. Hey, you want to open up? Here's number one, Crete. So there you go. But after that, they've got some games, and I'm not saying they're going to win these games. I'm just saying they're not Crete. You go to Lexington in week two. Seward rolls in, and then that monster back-to-back at Alliance, at McCook. Then Scottsbluff rolls in, and then Aurora, York, and Hastings are their district games. So who knows? I think Hastings and Northwest, again, will be interesting to follow this year to see who is behind Aurora in that district. Coming up, Carson Wiggs, Purdue, and Jeff Erickson from RotoWire, Fantasy Football Thursday. If you've got a fantasy football question, please give us an email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And if you want to have a little fun, I got something for you, folks, by the way. The Royals announced that they've signed Jeff Francoeur to a two-year contract. Finally, something good. That's a good thing, I think. He's had a good year. All the folks on the Doug and Daddy Show and all our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. If you want a burger for breakfast, they'll do that because their menu is available all morning long. If you want a breakfast croissant sandwich or biscuit sandwich, they're only two for $4. Two locations in Kearney. Also, Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte.
And it's 2009 AL MVP Joe Mauer stepping up to the shower. He turns on the water, wets down his hair, and reaches for the Head and Shoulders. Mauer knows Head and Shoulders is for more than just dandruff. It does seven great things for his scalp and hair. And here comes the squeeze. He's washing. That hair's going to look out of this world.
Joe Mauer.
Yes.
Enough with the sportscaster impressions.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Head and Shoulders, seven benefits, one bottle. Official shampoo of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
The spots are filling up quickly for the 8th annual Budweiser four-person scramble at Indian Head Golf Club Saturday, August 27th. Only $55 each pays for green fees, cart, food, and prizes. Plus, there are Budweiser specials all day. The field's limited to 28 teams, so get your foursome signed up today for the Budweiser scramble at Indian Head Golf Club on West Husker Highway in Grand Island.
There's so much here for everyone at Indian Head.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms late today as high temperatures climb to 91 degrees. For tonight, slight chance of an isolated shower storm, temperatures cooling off to 68. Friday, slight chance of an isolated shower storm late. Right now, 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back with you in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Getting you away from the University of Miami talk for a while. Now, again, there is a tie-in with Nebraska. Bernard Thomas was with Miami, then he was with Nebraska. He had his last season at Nebraska in 2004. This report from Yahoo Sports with Nevin Shapiro says that Thomas was on his yacht with his high school teammate DJ Williams in 2003. Thomas telling the Associated Press yesterday he was on that yacht, but it was after college, 2005. He was with Williams, but he said he was a free agent with Jacksonville at the time and had flown to Miami to hang out with his friend. He said he wouldn't have broken NCAA rules while in school. Well, of course, everybody would say that, but So hopefully nothing there. We don't need anything boomeranging back to Nebraska. And again, as I said on this program yesterday, I do not want to see the death penalty for Miami. I think it was Lee Barfnick had good comment today on Omaha.com about that as well. You finally got them coming in here for a series in 3 years, and you don't need either defunct program or a – and. If they don't get the death penalty, they're going to be scholarshiped out. These kids are going to be transferring. They're not going to be getting kids coming in. So I don't think it's going to matter if you get the death penalty or not. It will, with the major punishment and major NCAA violations, it would seem, would knock these guys around yet a little bit. Also, Bo Pelini, not too happy after getting a whole bunch of Alfonso Dennard questions yesterday, saying, that's enough. It's enough about this injury. That's enough. Doc Sadler was on the show yesterday. They finished up their appearance in Grand Island today. The Husker Hoops Coaches Caravan heads on to Columbus. They'll be there for lunch and then back in Lincoln tonight. Hey, folks, Midway Auto Group of Kearney treats the needs of each individual customer with the utmost concern. They know that you have high expectations, and as a new car and used car dealer, they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. All you have to do is give them a chance. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, they're both there for you. Two locations, but both conveniently located on South 2nd Avenue with their hassle-free financing. Plus, the finance staff at Midway will get you a low-interest car loan in Kearney if you need it. By working with a network of lenders, they make their customers' dreams of owning a new or pre-owned vehicle a reality. If you don't see a particular vehicle, all you have to do is talk to them, or you can go to thinkmidway.com, click on the car finder, complete the form, they'll find what you're looking for. Thinkmidway.com. There's so many things on there. You can see their inventory. You can catch their specials. You can sign up on Facebook, and they'll give you deals, and you'll win some things if you want to do that as well. They take care of their customers at the Midway Auto Dealership. It's time for our Big Ten preview, and then coming up, we've got fantasy football here in just moments. But Carson Wiggs, he was a good kid to sit down with in Chicago. He's a place kicker. He's a punter. He does all those special things. He was the only special teams kid out of all 12 schools that came to Big Ten Media Days. Brought to you in part by K&K Parts and Misco Sports.
Purdue Boilermakers are hoping to put some points on the board this year, and if they do, Carson Wiggs is going to be one of the big men around the Big Ten Conference. He's the only kicker slash punter that anybody brought Daddy to the program, but I'll tell you what, all Nebraska fans know about Alex Henry and how important he was.
Yeah, you certainly do, and I think if you're a Purdue Boilermaker fan, you certainly know how important Carson is to this team. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for giving us a minute.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
How do you feel about being in the spotlight? You're the only kicker, you're the only punter here. Obviously, very important part of the Purdue ball club.
Right. I think it's very humbling, kind of an eye-opening experience being here, you know, with the best players from each team, getting to see, you know, Joe Pa sitting next to the table next to me over there. It's fun to be here, you know, kind of get to show the media, you know, what kind of personality a specialist has, you know, laid back, outgoing, you know, fun to be around type thing. So, having a good time.
Coach told us yesterday, we had him on live, Danny Hope, good guy, real friendly guy, yep. Wants you to have fun first. And right. I think that's such a huge part of football, especially as we head into fall camp. Everybody can say they're excited, but this next 3 weeks is a grind.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a grind. You know, I think as much as it is a physical grind for the actual, you know, the field players and things like that, I think for the kickers and punters, it's more of a mental grind. You know, you have to be out there. You have to watch how many reps you take so you don't, you know, strain your groin or you strain your back from, you know, torquing on that ball too much. But you also have to work on your technique over and over, and you're watching film every single day. So you start nitpicking at yourself, and you kind of start overthinking if you're not too careful.
What age did you realize, okay, other kids are kicking the ball, I just kicked the ball a hell of a lot further than they are?
What age did I know I was kicking the ball further? Probably my junior and senior year of high school, where I got the all district, you know, accolades and things like that, just because, you know, I could hit the further field goals. You know, warming up against guys, you know, junior and senior year, you could just tell, you know, they weren't very good past 35, and I was back there in warm-up hitting 50s in high school. And I think it kind of correlates back to college. You know, when it's actually for the student section. They like to see the long field goals pregame. Go back there, hit, you know, some 60s, some 65, hit a 70 in pregame last year, and it just makes them go crazy. And you look over there, and then you look at the other kickers, and they're over there just watching you. So it's kind of fun to do that, but at the same time, you got to make sure you're hitting the ball straight, too.
Carson Wiggs, outstanding kicker and punter. Which one do you prefer? Place kicking sounds like it. You've talked about it quite a bit. You feel you're much better at that?
I think I'm much better at place kicking than I am at anything else. You know, kickoffs as well. I think I'm a very good, I think I'm above average onside kicker. You know, I've got a lot of, you know, tricks up my sleeve when it comes to the onside game. But other than that, I think from the punting aspect as well, I'm a very good pooch punter. You know, the Australian style, the end over end punt, to pin them inside the 20, you know, get that thing to bounce straight up in the air or bounce back, you know, instead of bouncing in the end zone. I've perfected that a lot.
Carson, I was always the guy that singled out the kicker, the punter, and took care of him in my high school days.
Good.
Is your head on a swivel when you're going down the field after a punt?
Oh, yeah. I think that's one of my favorite things is going down on kickoff. You know, I played some cornerback in high school, and, it, you know, it's really fun to get out on kickoff. It's probably one of my favorite plays behind field goal just because I get to go down or I get to throw my body around a little bit. And it's kind of funny to see, you know, kind of at the end of a play when a guy comes out of nowhere and he tries to blindside you and block you or something like that, I can throw my 215 body right back into him, kind of surprise him a little bit. He didn't know what's coming, you know, knock him on the ground instead of him knocking me on the ground.
He could be one of those kickers on SportsCenter highlights this fall, Carson Wiggs of Purdue. Now, if I got this right from Coach Hope, there's even a little bit more specialization when it comes to the special teams at Purdue. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's more specialization, as in the...
He takes a little extra time with his special teams and everything that he does.
Oh, yeah. An individual coach hired for you.
Right. I was going to say, J.B. Gibney, we have a special teams coordinator who's, you know, there just for special teams. And I think it's a direct correlation to our success. You know, last year we were the number one kickoff coverage team in the Big Ten. So, you know, I think it's starting to pay off for us now that he's here for his third year as an actual coordinator. He's with the kickers and punters, and he's brought in a new technology, which is Pro V1, which is actually golf technology, which, you know, you can see your kicking technique frame by frame just by scrolling on the mouse, seeing everything that you need to see about your technique. And I think he brings a different aspect of, you know, specialist to the actual game.
Carson, even in the pros not that long ago, if you could hit it from 50 yards, you were the man and in high demand. We've moved past that. Why do you think that is?
You know, I think people are starting to take kicking more seriously. You know, in the past it's just been like, oh, well, let's just go pick up a soccer player, tell him to kick a few field goals, and he's our guy. Where now it's a game changer. You know, a kicker can win or lose you games, whether it's field goals, punts, you know, for the field position, or even kickoffs, you know, for field position as well. And I think guys, actual kickers, are taking more seriously, getting in the weight room, doing the more explosive training so you can kick further, taking more or putting more importance on actual technique to make sure you're more consistent.
I heard 70 in pregame. The longest one you've ever hit?
72.
72. The longest one in the game is what?
59. But if you want to count the spring game as game, we hit 67 in that game.
Carson Wiggs at Purdue. How about the Purdue Boilermakers this year as a team? How do you feel about this year's season overall?
I'm really excited about the season. You know, the last couple of years we've been injury stricken, I guess you could say. A lot of injuries. You know, last year we went through four quarterbacks, not because we wanted to, but because we had to. And, you know, Coach O was really emphasizing this year that we're going to go, you know, with two quarterbacks because we can, because they both have very good experience. They both have different skill sets. So the offense is looking great. You know, I go out and I watch a 7-on-7 with the guys after workouts, and, you know, they're looking good. Our timing's doing well on offense. And, of course, we've got most of our guys coming back on defense. But then again, we're gonna be hurting losing Ryan Kerrigan. We got to have somebody to fill his shoes at least just a little bit.
You told Coach maybe we need to stretch out before practice. Maybe we won't get so hurt as bad. Or
that... yeah, Coach, we need to start stretching before practice. Can't just come out here and run these drills right away.
Carson Wiggs, excellent kicker and punter for Purdue, and best of luck this season. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you very much.
Our Big Ten preview on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings. They have got the highest quality and great lines. Check them out today. And the friendliest folks, I can't believe it. I mean, they took time with Big Daddy. What more could you want? They even made him look good. That's like two miracles in one afternoon. So check him out at Gary Michaels Clothiers and by our friends at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Well, it's Thursday. It's just past 11:45, and that means it is time for fantasy football talk. You know, Merritt, we should get a fantasy football new song open, you know, for Jeff Erickson. Jeff joins us. He's the senior editor for RotoWire. Jeff, what kind of music should we put in that when we make your song?
You know, I've had a couple of various things. One person did like a wrestling type intro for this Montreal station I do. Another one did like this Revenge of the Nerds fantasy football thing, this Pittsburgh station I do. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, there's on my radio show on Sirius and XM, we just play various songs. So, It's all, you know, you can get pretty creative with it sometimes.
Nerds and Pittsburgh Steelers fans, huh? Imagine that. Hey, give a plug out again for your satellite radio where people can pick you up.
Sure thing. It's there's a fantasy sports channel Sirius XM has created. It's XM Channel 87, Sirius 210. It's called RotoWire Fantasy Sports Today. We as a company broadcast from 10 to 1 Eastern Central Time, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. I'm obviously not doing this today's show, but me and my colleague Chris List are the major co-hosts, and a couple of other guys at our company also host the show every once in a while, too.
Of course, Chris, editor-in-chief of RotoWire. These boys help put together the best in the business. Jeff, what are the questions out there right now? As I'm preparing for this segment today, are all these injuries real, or are they just the same old,
right,
they don't want them to play in the preseason game type of injury?
Yeah, in many cases, they're legit. A lot of times, you know, the guys I'm worried about are the guys coming back from long-term injuries, you know, whether or not they're playing right away. A guy like Maurice Jones-Drew, for instance, I mean, what do we really know about him coming back from this injury? They keep on talking about estimate his percentage of how strong he is coming back. And that's really tough. Peyton Manning's another guy with that neck. I'll tell you one other guy is the guy that you're well familiar with, Jeremy Maclin, former Mizzou guy. He's you know, coming back from this mysterious illness that they've kind of said it's mono. They took out, they eliminated that it was cancer, which is great. But he still isn't going to be able to practice for another 7 to 10 days. And I'm pretty, you know, I don't want to channel my inner Allen Iverson, but we're just talking about practice here, let alone being able to play at game speed. And I'm a little concerned about that. The fact that they went out and got Steve Smith, the former Giants version, at wide receiver, indicates that they're concerned about Maclin being ready for the regular season.
Well, I know MJD, Maurice Jones-Drew, shot off earlier this week that a lot of people saw him slipping down to the second round. He said, people, you pick me first because I'm going to bring it home for you. I don't think about first overall, but he's probably still a first-round pick. Top 12, what do you think?
He's right around that. I did a draft last Thursday where he went 17th overall, and that's as low as I've seen him go. I've seen him go as high as 7 or 8. Tell you one thing that matters is the format. If it's a points per reception league, a PPR league, then you boost him up in that first round for sure because he catches enough passes. Otherwise, a guy like, for instance, Michael Turner might rate higher than him in a non-PPR format.
Folks, it's so cool on RotoWire, too. You can go in and put in your exact league and then the top 200 or top 150 or whatever you want at each position. It just pops up like that. It's outstanding. I love it. It's RotoWire.com, and we're talking with Jeff Erickson. If you have a question for him, shoot us an email to the Dent Popper inbox right now, and we'll pass it along. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. One more question on Jones-Drew, who has been a fantasy standby for a lot of years. Quarterback Blaine Gabbert, rookie, David Girard, also kind of on that injury list.
Mm-hmm.
How much can that kill him, depending on who takes the snaps?
It hurts. It hurts. I think it hurts wide receivers more often than it hurts the elite running backs. Look at Adrian Peterson, for instance, was able to produce with Tavares Jackson as his starting quarterback or Gus Frerotte as his starting quarterback. It hurts some just because you're going to see an extra guy in the box on occasion, but I don't think it's as devastating as it is, for instance, like a top wide receiver gets hurt by a lousy quarterback situation. Look at Steve Smith on the Carolina version last year, how much his value was crushed just because they had so little at quarterback. They were still able to run the ball, though. D'Angelo Williams, before he got hurt, and Jonathan Stewart, you know, when he was healthy, was able to be pretty productive. So you can see where you can still be pretty productive if you're a running back in that format.
Mason and Hastings wants to know, with the Rams getting better, will that help Steven Jackson?
A little bit. I think Steven Jackson, though, the thing you have to worry about him is it's not the age, it's the mileage. He's like the most used running back in the last 6 years than any other running back in football, more combined carries and catches, which it spins both ways. One, it speaks to his durability, but two, he's had diminishing returns lately, and he has had a lot of nagging injuries the last 2 years. You worry about that a little bit. But, yeah, if they can sort out their receiving core, allow Sam Bradford a little bit more latitude, I think it'll certainly open up some lanes for Jackson, that's for sure.
RotoWire senior editor Jeff Erickson with us on our fantasy football segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Jeff, who else is like that? I see Antonio Gates on the website here. Who else has been around forever? You thought maybe Gates had kind of went over the hill. You thought Jackson went over the hill. He still had some yards, but he's not getting in the end zone. Who's finally over the hill this year?
I worry about a couple of guys. One who started the decline last year, Hines Ward on the Steelers. He's no longer the number one wide receiver. That's clearly Mike Wallace. I've heard great things out of Antonio Brown coming out of the Steelers camp. I don't think that transition happens right away, but I think it's plausible that you could see Brown being targeted more than Ward by the time we get to the end of the season. I think that's one guy I worry about a little bit there. Running back-wise, Joseph Addai is a guy that's falling precipitously on our draft boards. I've seen him go as late as the sixth round, and that's pretty late for a starting running back for any, you know, in any format that you use. So that's another guy I worry about him. You know, the miles wearing off. They drafted another rookie running back in Delonte Carter out of Syracuse pretty early in the draft. That speaks to their concern about whether he can stay healthy and whether he can stay productive.
Jason and Shelton wants your thoughts on LaDainian Tomlinson. There's another guy that you kind of thought maybe was going to be over the hill last year. What do you think about LT playing with the Jets again this year?
Well, you'll notice that he dropped off in the second half as Sean Green started getting more of the carries then. Sean Green is definitely the guy this year. I view LT as more of a change of pace back. He still has some left in the tank, but the thing is you have to kind of meet him out proportionally. You can't make him the workhorse back anymore. I think that you're going to see him get fewer carries than last year, I think, and fewer less production. I think you'll see Green get more of the goal line carries too.
Chris and Carney has two words. It looks like it's one name: Wes Welker.
Well, you know, PPR monster in a regular format, you have to drop him down a little bit more. The fact that they went out and they got Ocho Cinco indicates that they wanted to boost some of the options that they had. Welker played banged up, of course, last year. He actually beat all the critics' expectations, myself included. I didn't think there was any way, shape, or form he'd be able to come back and be as productive as he was as early in the season that he was. And, I got burned on that. I didn't have him anywhere, and I missed out on a lot of his production. I think, he's still going to get a ton of targets, a ton of catches, just never going to be that big play deep guy.
A couple minutes left here with Jeff Erickson of RotoWire. He's the senior editor. Still time to fire us off an email here, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You've got the email address. Jeff, what about the biggest transaction or movement off the weekend? I mean, if somebody gets cut like a Lima Swede, I don't think anybody's going to be drafting a guy like that. Was there a transaction in the last week that caught your eye that could have an implication on a fantasy draft?
Not really too much that moves the needle. We're going to see major cuts after the second and third games of the preseason. We're going to start to see a little bit more of that. The fact that the Eagles, they're out, they signed C. Smith was last week, so that doesn't really count. That's kind of a fudge. You're not seeing too many transactions this time of year. We've gotten, through the free agency and trade period, but watch out for when teams make their cuts, because some teams are going to jump on some of these guys that are going to become available, and that's where you're going to end up maybe seeing some interesting signs. Now, keep in mind, it takes a while for some players to learn another team's playbook, so it doesn't always translate, but that's where you're going to see some roster transition.
You got, some people call it piggybacking. Some people call it handcuffing. You may have a different term for that. Quarterback, running back, I mean, you're getting to the point now, if you've been in leagues long enough, you know that if you're going to get Tom Brady, get his backup. If you're going to get whoever, get his backup. Who's the most important quarterback or running back handcuff that you've got this year?
I don't handcuff my quarterbacks all that frequently. Let's face it, Curtis Painter isn't going to do what Peyton Manning does. If you have only five bench spots, I don't do that. But running back-wise, that's where I really pay attention. I guess if you're going to do quarterback handcuffs, the one obvious one would be Michael Vick and Vince Young. I think that would be the one that you would look at. But beyond that, I'm probably not going to handcuff too much there. Running backs all over the place. You can look at this here. For instance, New Orleans, Mark Ingram is going to be starting, the rookie out of Alabama. But, Pierre Thomas is still there. And we've seen when Pierre Thomas, those rare instances where he's both healthy and in Sean Payton's favor, he can be a productive back. DeMarco Murray in Dallas is another guy I like taking late if you're a Felix Jones owner. Let's face it, Jones has never been an Iron Man, so we kind of watch for that. You have to make that distinction between handcuffs and timeshares because, for instance, look at in Carolina, both D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart didn't get a lot of play, so you really can't even call that a handcuff. It's the tough part. So I don't know if you want to get both of those guys. When you're talking handcuffs, you're looking for guys you can get late, get rather cheaply, and still have some value later on in the season. So that's why I kind of draw the distinction between those two. For instance, C.J. Spiller might be a late handcuff that you might want to get just because he's got a lot of upside and talent. He might be a guy you can throw out there and get still, he's kind of last year's bum. You can get him pretty cheap.
Sean in Lexington wants to know if Danny Woodhead is worth drafting. Well, there's a homer question. So what do you think about Woodhead?
Well, I again, the fact that he's got such a hybrid role. With the Patriots there. It's the question of what sort of workload is he going to get this year. The Patriots, they went out and spent a couple of draft picks on running backs this year. They went out and they got Shane Vereen out of Cal. They got the kid out of LSU, Stephen Ridley. Both of those guys are going to kind of cut down on Woodhead's carry, so maybe he needs to be a guy that catches more passes this year. I certainly, he was one of the good stories in the NFL last year. Kind of came out of nowhere after being in his third year in the league too. It's hard to realize that he's been in the league that long too. I think he's got more value in PPR formats. In a standard format, it's going to be tougher for him to have value.
I know you wait on these, but some of these leagues that I'm in, defense seems to be a little bit more important, and you figure in special teams and maybe not as many. And this could be important if you don't have. I mean, Cleveland's defense isn't maybe great, but you got guys that can return kicks. Who's the top defense right now? Top two, and maybe who's most affected by this moving of the kickoff?
Well, it's an interesting question there about the special teams. I it's funny. It's like on a standard defensive format, I'd say the Steelers, but historically they've had all sorts of problems covering kicks. Maybe they benefit from this moving the kickoff 5 yards up. Maybe they're one of those teams that now it's a little bit they don't get as damaged by that. I'm going to give you a couple teams that are sleeper defenses for me, too. I like the Rams defense quite a bit. I like them in that division especially. I like the Lions defense. Just great pass rush, that front four. I mean, they can get a good pass rush on without blitzing, and that makes a huge difference, especially because the DBs in the past have been a little weak, so that's the one thing you got to watch out for. But I do think that the Lions are going to get you a good bang for your buck.
Any major moves on your top 250 this week or top 100?
Jeremy Maclin going down. I think that even with the good news from yesterday, you have to realize he's probably not going to see much of the field the first couple weeks of the season. So I have to move him down a little bit. Ray Rice went up a little just because the news came out that he was going to get the goal line carries and not Ricky Williams. So, I think when some people might have downgraded Rice a smidge once Williams signed, now he's back up. I actually like him better than Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson's got that holdout, obviously, and that's a concern. But that might be one guy that's falling down the charts a little bit.
Doug and Carney, oh, that would be me. Your thoughts about Tony Romo?
I like him quite a bit. I think he and Phillip Rivers are going to get you as much value as you would get with drafting Tom Brady, with drafting Peyton Manning this year. I would take them just as in that same sort of block. In fact, you can probably wait an extra round, get Romo, and get the same sort of value that Manning or Brady would give you.
Right now, looking at the RotoWire site, they start with Adrian Peterson, then Arian Foster, then Jamal Charles, then it's the Johnsons, Chris, Andre, and Calvin. And some people are knocking Calvin Johnson for some reason. I like him. Jamal Charles at that three spot. A lot of Chief fans around here. In your opinion, is it too high? Can he keep doing what he did last year?
Absolutely. He's not going to average 6.5 yards a carry, especially if he gets more carries, like he really should. I mean,
yeah.
It was one of the biggest travesties last year is that Thomas Jones actually got more carries than Jamal Charles.
Tell me about it.
that's just bad math. I mean, think about it. Thomas Jones is getting 3.7 yards per carry, Jamal Charles 6.4 yards per carry. Something has to give here. But, the second half of the season, Charles got more action. You notice that they finally came around. New offensive coordinator this year, I don't know how that going to change things a little bit there, because Haley is kind of a hands-on sort of guy to begin with. I actually think that you can make a case for Charles to be number one overall. He's that dynamic of a player. The Chiefs are still going to be a team that runs a ton. I know they got Breston in there. They got Jonathan Baldwin out of Pitt in the first round. They have more weapons to throw to, but I think that only helps. I think it helps open up the field a little bit more. Charles is healthy. I think all the world of him. I would be willing to take him over Peterson. My top three goes Foster, Charles, and Peterson. So I'm hoping to draft in the third spot and get Charles in most of my leagues.
Outstanding. We love it when a plan comes together. We appreciate all the emails on the show today. And Jeff, we'll talk to you again next Thursday. And if anybody needs any more information, go to rotowire.com. You're the best.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. RotoWire Senior Editor Jeff Erickson on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Anytime you have a fantasy question, shoot it off to us, and we will do our best. And I don't think we've ever completely ran out of time, maybe once where it's just been jammed in there. But we know that your drafts are coming up in the next couple of weeks. So give us an email, and we will ask Jeff your question. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll wrap it up after this.
Hi, folks. John Shambi here, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is now available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medicine, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra delivers fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Allegra starts working at hour one to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. In fact, Allegra doesn't have any warnings about important everyday activities while taking it, like being careful while driving or operating machinery. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose one a day or two a day tablets. For added relief from congestion and sinus pressure, choose new Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength now without a prescription over the counter. Get it all with Allegra. Now on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Put the lighters on. Here we go.
P. Diddy. I like the song. Unfortunately, it was, what was it, Biggie? Was that right? God, it's been so long ago, I forgot that his buddy that got gunned down and then made the remake. And, of course, he did it at, like, the MTV Awards with Sting, and it's really cool. So you can YouTube it if you want. Pretty cool. As far as the song goes. Daddy's back tomorrow.
Woohoo!
And tomorrow on the show, Paul Keels, the voice of Ohio State, is going to join us. Our prep preview takes us to Alma, one of the top five teams, according to Huskerland Preps. In fact, Bob Jensen said, I would have put them number one had they been an established program, been there before, but I think he's got them at three. And Isaac Frex joins us tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Huskers Illustrated Aaron Babcock. A lot of folks in our area know Aaron, you know, Mike's boy, but he spent some time with the Royals and at UNK and with the Huskers, and he's with Huskers Illustrated. So we'll talk a little Husker football tomorrow. All that here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So there you go. Best of luck to the high school kids that start their softball and their golf seasons today. Lincoln Journal Star preseason softball rankings. Not a lot of area teams mentioned. Grand Island is seventh in Class A. Papillion La Vista, number one. Blair is number one in Class B. Cozad and Adams Central are listed as contenders. Wahoo is number one in Class C. So there you go as far as teams from the area. I think we've touched on just about everything today on the Doug and Daddy Show from a sports sports vision, sports knowledge. The Huskers, of course, getting ready to get back on the practice field later this afternoon. And it's Friday, folks. You're getting ready to enjoy your weekend. Enjoy it listening to some great live music, having a frosty, ice-cold, coldest beer in town at Cunningham's Journal, the Loft, the Courtyard. They were just jam-packed last weekend with fun and food off the menu and the new kitchen. I can't even call it new anymore because it's been around all year, but we still think of it as new. I don't even think I've tried everything quite off the menu, but still all your favorites are there. The shrimp skewers, the steaks, the scallops, they can get pizza. It's all there for you. They take care of you. You can watch inside if you want. All their televisions, they've got more HD TVs than like a factory. They're all over the place. Mike Youssef, the entire gang down there have done a great job. Happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Big Ass Beer, $2.50. All Wells, $1.50. Large selection of small craft and micro brews available with the always guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. Cunningham's Journal of the Loft and the Courtyard, which doesn't get any better than this time of year. 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. Enjoy the music this weekend with your family, your friends, your buds, your co-workers, whoever you want to hang out with on a Friday and Saturday. Do it at Cunningham's. We want to thank all the great folks that joined us on the program today. UNK head football coach Daryl Morris, Grand Island Northwest head football coach Kevin Stein, Carson Wiggs, the outstanding punter and place kicker for the Purdue Boilermakers, and RotoWire senior editor Jeff Erickson to answer your fantasy football questions. Again tomorrow, Aaron Babcock, Huskers Illustrated, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Paul Keels, and Isaac Frex from Alma, plus Daddy back in studio. I'll be out tomorrow, but I'll see you back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone, and enjoy this beautiful Thursday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.